Football in July, 1970. You could count on it. The game would be brutal when they showed up red-eyed from lack of sleep, wearing the welts of a night among mosquitoes in a piss-fouled bunker. The longer the mortars fell, the more intense the play. The wind peppered their faces with dust as they piled fatigue jackets for boundaries on a godforsaken slab of clay. After the coin toss, it was skins against T-shirts, both sides in olive drab from belt to jungle boots. No anthem or referees, no spectators besides the guys in the guard tower, weary of watching concertina wire. They played two-hand touch, not tackle, but ferocious, dirty, elbows to ribs and knees to groins. How good it felt to see the enemy and know the score. They played to hurt. They played to win.